In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, December the 12th. Good as always to have you here, everybody. I know I say that all the time, but I really mean it. We are going to do taxes here in a minute, but first, a brief detour to the federal budget, the defense side of the House. I'm bringing it up because President Trump signed the National Defense Authorization Act today. It calls for around $700 billion in defense spending for fiscal year 18, which, yes, I know, started 2 months ago. The thing is, spending that much money, $700 billion, would blow right through the sequestration spending caps that Congress agreed to back in 2011, if you remember those. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with the GOP's budget math on this.
The bill President Trump signed today is basically a very expensive wish list. It's not a spending bill. It doesn't actually provide any money.
It sets the table, but it doesn't put turkey on your plate.
That's Todd Harrison. He's with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says Congress has to appropriate this defense money and agree to blow through the spending caps that were created to rein in the deficit. Republicans would need some votes from Democrats to do that, and Democrats will probably insist on raising the caps on non-defense spending, too. Harrison says that's for stuff like
Homeland Security, the State Department, Veterans Affairs, all sorts of other agencies in the government.
The Democrats know they've got some leverage, but if Congress does vote to allow all of this spending over the caps, it won't be the first time. Catherine Blakely is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
Since 2011, every year we've been able to increase the defense and non-defense side of those caps by some amount, an average of $19 billion.
But this time, defense spending would be $85 billion over the cap. John Gilmore teaches public policy at William & Mary. He says it's clear the spending caps aren't working for Congress.
They were trying to blackmail themselves that if they didn't cut the budget deficit, then these horrible caps would go into effect.
Gilmore says Congress should admit the spending caps are a failed experiment. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.